A heartbreaking update to a story we brought you last month. The death of Oklahoma student Nex Benedict has been ruled a suicide, according to the state medical examiner. Friends and family said the 16-year-old was transgender and had been bullied a number of times at school. NBC News correspondent Antonia Hilton has been following this story and joins us now. Antonia, what else did the medical examiner's report say?
Well, Ellison, this report showed that Nex Benedict committed suicide by using or taking in a combination of antihistamines and antidepressants at a toxic level. Just one day after friends and family say that Nex was attacked in a bathroom by three classmates after Nex had thrown water on them for making fun of the way that he and a friend were dressed. And so what we've heard from students and some community members who've spoken to NBC News is that there is a culture there in this school of that bullying, and that in some ways they feel like Nex has been failed by his community. And this is a story that's now spread across the country. Even the president has released a statement saying that in memory of Nex, we must all recommit to our work to end discrimination and address the suicide crisis impacting too many non-binary and transgender children. And so this is really, for many people, becoming a rallying cry, another example of the way in which the culture wars, anti-LGBTQ legislation and rhetoric is having a real impact on families, schools, and kids.